I do not own the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine. Okay, now that the legal part is out of the way, what's up, loves? Let's pour our wine. Welcome to Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine. Okay, this episode is called Astrology 101 Quickly. Astrology 101 done real quick, like, nah, I'm just joking. As I said before, my next several episodes will be all about zodiac signs. Yay, right? One of my favorite conversation starters and subjects. It really is. So if you know nothing about your sun sign or zodiac sign or what that even means, I'm going to briefly break it down along with some other key astrology points, and we'll be good to go, okay? Okay, cool. Because after this, I'll be having a guest on each episode sharing what it's like to be them. And what I mean by that is, like, say I'm a Virgo. So I may speak on being 33 years of me. You feel me? Like, how I feel on, give you insight on what it feels like to be me as a Virgo. Or, well, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, right on. So here we go. First thing is, there are 12 zodiac signs, and what months and dates do they fall under? Well, that's pretty simple. First is Aries the Ram, and those dates are March 21st through April 19th. Second is Taurus the Bull. Dates are April 20th through May 20th. Third is Gemini, the twins, dates May 21st through June 20th. Fourth is Cancer, the crab, dates running from June 21st through July 22nd. Fifth is Leo, the lion, one of my favorites. I'll disclose why at a later date. And their dates are July 23rd through August 22nd. Sixth is the lovely Virgo, the Virgin, aka me. Dates are August 23rd through September 22nd. Seventh is Libra, the Scales. Dates are September 23rd to October 22nd. Eighth is Scorpio, the Scorpion. Dates are October 23rd through November 21st. Ninth is Sagittarius, and the dates are November 22nd to December 21st. Tenth is Capricorn, the goat. Dates are December 22nd to January 19th. 11th is Aquarius, the water barrier. Dates are January 20th to February 18th. Excuse me. 12th. And last or first, depending on opinion, is Pisces, which are the two koi fishes swimming in opposite directions. Dates are February 19th to March 20th. Okay, cool. Now that that's done, next, what makes your sun sign, or what makes it your sun sign? It's quite simple. It's where the sun was spending time at in your zodiac house at the time of your birth. I can go into more detail about that, but it's kind of complicated. Anyway, as your sun sign is most always going to tell you the most about your personality. However, there are many factors like your rising sign, your moon sign, were you born on the cusp, or... etc. It goes on and on. But I'm not about to confuse the hell out of you today, okay? But I will drop you with a little more knowledge. Each sign has a governing element. Those elements are fire, water, air, and earth. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Earth signs are Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. I quickly bring this up because each element has defining qualities that define your character traits and how you behave or act as well. I promise I will go into more detail each episode with each sign. I'm just not aiming for a system overload here for my wine listeners, if that makes sense. However, let me share one more cool thing before I go. Each sign is ruled by a certain planet of sorts, so to say. Each planet is ruled. I mean, each sign is ruled. And Aries is ruled by Mars. Taurus is ruled by Venus. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Cancer is ruled by the moon, which of course is not really a planet, but we need the moon. That's a source of a huge source of magic for a lot of people, a huge source of energy for a lot of people, so to say. Leo is ruled by the sun, which of course we need the sun. The sun is all powerful. I mean, I can go on and on about that. I can go on and on about all these planets, really, to be quite honest with you, but those two, I just wanted to kind of touch on that a little bit. But Virgo is ruled by Mercury. Libra is ruled by Venus. Scorpio is ruled by Mars and Pluto. I'm old school. Pluto is not considered a planet anymore, of course. It's a block of ice. But as most astrologers will say, that of course Scorpio is ruled by Mars and Pluto. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. And Pisces is ruled by both Neptune and Jupiter, just like Scorpio is ruled by both Mars and Pluto. And then you have a couple of planets that are ruled, have the same ruler, like Venus and Libra. Taurus and Libra are ruled by Venus, and Gemini and Virgo are ruled by Mercury. And then Sagittarius and Pisces have in common Jupiter. And then Scorpio and Aries share in common Mars. So, I mean, again, I can go on and on about astrology. It's like, it's really interesting to me. So, but I won't dive too deep. So with that being said, I'm going to drop this line and then I'm going to be out. Of course, we'll start with Aries first. So please join us next episode featuring a very special Aries guest, Lisa Hamilton, who is a very talented, hardworking business owner, model, photographer, writer, and videographer, and also my daughter, along with another special Aries guest, hardworking business owner and mother, Chris, aka Cookie Seville, and one of my best friends for more than two decades. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. This has been a blessing to have the audience be listening to things that we can share in common and talk about, and hopefully this will be things that I'll be able to talk about things that in the future that you'll want to listen to over and over, and soon hopefully I'll have things that you can tell me that you want me to talk about, and I can have your opinions back. So this has been Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Redwine. Thanks for listening. Thank you for your support yet again, and be blessed.